This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The best guests, the best insight, the best coverage. From Radio Row in Atlanta, this is the Bill Michaels Show.
It's going to take a lot. Offensively, defensively, special teams. It's got to be the best game of the year. We got to bring it. You guys got to bring it, and hopefully we can bring the trophy back home.
Welcome back. Those are the words of Sean McVay, correct, Joe? Tom Brady, I'm sorry. I was kind of half listening. We're sitting here looking at a few of the people walking by that are going to be booking up for the Red later in the week, so sorry about that. We are broadcasting live. We're down here at the Georgia World Congress Center. In downtown Atlanta, Georgia. It is Super Bowl week, Super Bowl 53 on tap coming up this Sunday. The Patriots and the Rams, and Tom Brady says he wants to play until he's 45 years old. We'll see. He could be a thorn in many teams' side probably until he's 45. Everybody thought he was washed up at the beginning of the season, and sure enough, they come back just like they have in the past and get good all over again. And joining us now, my partner in crime down here in Atlanta, Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Bill, how you doing, man?
We're doing well. So today, a big day. Obviously, Matt LaFleur coming on the program tomorrow, so that'll be a big day as well. But nevertheless, a lot being discussed down here. Mike, I know, you know, we were kind of, you know, milling around yesterday talking a little bit about, you know, these two teams in the matchup. But it's interesting because the Rams, they relied so much all season long on Todd Gurley. And then in the biggest game, he has his worst game. And then the questions are all down here. Everybody's wanting to know, does Todd Gurley have a knee injury?
Yeah, the thing about it is Gurley missed the last two games of the regular season. They rested him because they had clinched. And then they get into the Saints game, and here's the guy who's the highest-paid running back in the NFL, and he gets five carries. He has one reception. He missed one. He did run one in for a touchdown, but you saw him during that Saints game. Third quarter, still not on the field, on the exercise bicycle, on his back, you know, having somebody stretch out his hamstrings, and they've, you know, sort of been on the down low as to what's the matter with him. So Todd Gurley was asked, you know, does he paid a little tribute to Allen Iverson here, but does he have a knee injury?
Oh, I've been fine, bro. We've been winning. I'm going to my first Super Bowl. Nah, I'm good. If it was an issue with my knee, it'll be on the injury report. Come on, man. I don't ask no questions, bro. I just do my job. We got to win. That's all that matters. I cannot play in one snap. I don't care if Jake McQuaid is Super Bowl MVP. I got one more game left. I don't care what nobody talking about. Y'all can call me hurt. Y'all can call me whatever. It's only one football, and it's 11 guys. Only one guy can catch the ball each time. So, you know, it's way bigger than me.
Todd, how about practice today? Did it feel any different because it is a practice where you're preparing for the Super Bowl?
I'm talking about practice, man.
Talking about practice, man. I like that. Paying a little, like you said, the tribute to Allen Iverson.
Yeah, he was saying he doesn't care if their long snapper gets named the MVP of the Super Bowl just as long as they get the win. So, you know, Gurley is so effective, and that would dramatically change what Bill Belichick has to plan for, because he's not only a great running back, but Sean McVay has done such a good job of getting him the ball on passing plays, and not just little dump-off passes. He's designed plays where he gets him 30 yards downfield because he gets in a mismatch with some linebacker. He's wide open, and once he gets the ball and he's at the second level, forget about it. It's hard to be able to get him down. Sean McVay will be there tonight. Folks can watch what we're going to be able to attend tonight with the opening night, as they call it. It used to be Media Day. It'll be live at 6 o'clock in the NFL Network. And I want to get to Sean McVay tonight from the Rams and say, so tell me about Matt LaFleur. Tell me about this guy that you met up with 10 years ago as assistants working for Mike Shanahan and his son Kyle Shanahan and the offense you learned? And, you know, did you think that, you know, you two guys would be head coaches just 7 or 8 years later, both in the NFL?
Mike, do you think that the way the youth is right now, as far as the coaching searches go, we were talking with Peter King a little earlier, and I asked him if Mike McCarthy was going to work again. And he was actually surprised Mike McCarthy wasn't working now. There was numerous people down here that said, you know, look, other than the fact that some people called his play calling stale and that he needs to kind of get up with the times, people are really surprised Mike McCarthy's not working as a head coach right now in the NFL.
Now, well, here's the other thing about your Packers coaching staff. I mean, this is something to ask Coach LaFleur tomorrow on your show, which is, man, he's gotten young on his coaching staff. Mike Pettine is the oldest guy. I think he's 48. Now, he did hire a linebackers coach, Kirk Alavadati, who's been with the Redskins the last 12, 13 years. He's going to be the linebackers coach. But the rest of the guys that came in this weekend, Justin Uten, he was an assistant for the last – he's got 2 years NFL experience. He was coaching high school. He was an offensive coordinator, not a high head coach, offensive coordinator for a high school in Texas 2 years ago. And Adam Stanovich, former practice squad guy, he's replacing 25 years of NFL experience in James Campen, who's now with the Browns. Stanovich is a 34, 35-year-old guy that's going to be coaching the offensive line. So the Packers' entire coaching staff is going to be more like 38, 39 years old, as opposed to guys like Joe Philbin, Mike McCarthy, Joe Witt, and certainly Dom Capers, you know, who left after last year. So they get really young in this coming season, and that's got to take time to gel. Although Aaron Rodgers, like you said earlier, he's already tweeting, hey, Devontae, you know, plan on going to the Super Bowl next year.
Hey, speaking of the Super Bowls, now Tom Brady, we saw 35,000 sent the Patriots here. Tom Brady starts to make the announcement that he wants to play until he's 45. So, look, Aaron Rodgers has had a couple of seasons where he hasn't had to take a pounding because he had the collarbone break. So he's still got fresh legs, still smart enough to obviously, you know, kind of outdo guys when it comes to the mental aspect of the game. As long as the physical attributes hold on, he should play until he's 40, 41, 42, 43, whatever. So Brady talked about how he gets motivated, right?
Yeah, and what drives me a little crazy, though, I mean, the media keeps on asking quarterbacks, you know, like Brett Favre, hey, how much longer are you going to play? And these guys, so they throw out a number. You know, Brady said, I'll play to him 40, 41. Now he's saying 45. Aaron Rodgers saying, I'll play to him 40. Aaron Rodgers, man, the game is going to decide how long you get to play. If you get one more collarbone break or something, that's what's going to decide your career. And I wish they wouldn't throw those numbers out. I know that it has to do with contracts and negotiation and your commitment to the team and to the sport, all of those kinds of things. But I can't help but get over – what is it about Belichick and Brady that has survived all of these years? And 9 times you've gone to the Super Bowl, and the 5 times you won it, it's always been close. A couple of last-second field goals, the amazing comeback in overtime against the Falcons. There was only one time they sort of had a decisive win when they beat the Eagles. When the Patriots get to the Super Bowl, they run up the score on teams in the regular season, but they've always had to fight and claw their way to the finish line to get those wins when they did get the ring in the Super Bowl. And how can Tom Brady, we were questioning where Aaron Rodgers' head was at in the last year, if he was even into it anymore. What keeps Tom Brady so motivated at 41 years old?
I love the competition, and I love trying to improve. And I think that's what it comes down to. It's every year has its challenges. It's very different, you know, from when I was my first year to now. You know, things change, obviously, with yourself, the team, you know, personal situations, professional situations. I love competing. I love playing football. Loving the game and trying to improve and be the best I could be for the team is great motivation for me. And I've always just spoke about winning. And, you know, that's what I love to do. That's why I'm here. That's why this team, I think, has done such a great job. I think everyone here is just committed to winning.
You know, and that organization grinds. I told you when I left that Packers-Patriots game this past fall, I left the stadium at 4:30 in the morning, and I passed three of their scouts in hoodies with their iPads. Already, the game had only been over with for 4 hours. They were already in there to start breaking down the tape, getting ready for the next week. So you hope that a new regime under Matt LaFleur, younger, aggressive, these guys are going to grind and get some of the answers that apparently Aaron Rodgers has been looking for the last 3 or 4 seasons.
Mike, good stuff. Opening night on tap tonight. We'll chat again later in the week, and I'll see you in just a little bit. But it should be an exciting week of football.
All right, an exciting week of shows. The interviews today have been great, Bill. Talk to you later.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years have been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.